During my trip, we went to Puri, Jagannath. The flight was from Bangalore at 10 to 7, 6:50. I got up around 1:30 in the morning to finish my practice and reached the airport on time. And got onto the plane on time. Plane started off on time at 6:50. After traveling for few meters, the aeroplane stopped in the runway. The captain announced, because of the fog, it is not able to take off. So we were held up in the runway for about 50 minutes. 50 minutes in Bangalore, the city, there was no fog, but plane could not take off. All preparations were done, prepared, reached the airport, got onto the plane, still it could not take off. It applies to most of our lives. In our lives also, we send our children to the premier school for good education and send them to premier university, highly get educated. We get a job in a corporate where we get paid a huge amount of money. We find a husband or wife, very rich husband and wife, and buy a house in a very posh locality, posh house, posh car, and still, like an aeroplane, we are stuck in the runway of our life. We are not able to take off in our life. Everything has been done, most of us. We prepare everything, and we are stuck in the runway of our life. We are not able to take off. Why? Why we are not able to take off? Because we haven't installed all-weather navigation system in us. We are so conditioned our education. We are looking only this one. This way, we are not able to take off. You have to take off. To take off in your life, the fog, how far, how thick is the fog? Maybe few meters. But because there is no clarity, we are not able to take off. We are confused. We are baffled in the life. We are stuck in the runway of our life. How to do that one? We need to associate with someone who has transcended beyond the fog of the life. Who has transcended, gone beyond the foggy mind. The foggy mind, once you transcend above the fog, there is a clear sky. The clarity, we are the cloud of the fog is covering our vision. We are not able to see properly. We need to associate with somebody who can motivate, inspire us to take off in our life, inspire us to install all weatherproof navigation system in us. All weatherproof. To take off in our life, today it's a special day, 3 days in a series it comes. The three special days in the scriptures talks about yesterday's Ratha Saptami. You have to do for your health. Ratha Saptami for good health. So that Ratha I mentioned, this Ratha has to go. The second one, today is Bhishma Ashtami. Bhishma Ashtami, tomorrow is Madhvanomi. These 3 days good. The days come in our series. Bhishmacharya was a celibate. Celibate and he did not ascend to the throne, and he as a protector of Kuru dynasty, he was there as a backbone. He was a son of Ganga, and in the last minute of his life, he, in front of Lord Sri Krishna, he chanted Vishnu Sahasranama. When the time of his death came, Ganga, his mother herself, came and told, she started crying in front of Lord Sri Krishna. And Lord Sri Krishna, she said, I have two griefs. My son, first is, how can my son, so brave, got shot by a weak opponent, Shikhandi? Lord Sri Krishna said it was not Shikhandi, it was Arjuna. Arjuna shot the arrow. She was happy to hear it was he did not fell down for a weak warrior. Second one, she said, my son, celibate, no children. No children, nobody is there to offer, do the pinda, final rites, pinda pradana, to offer the karya, that as a, for a deceased person, he doesn't have a children, and it's a, what a tragedy in his life, no children. Lord Sri Krishna said, he is not, he will go beyond ordinary parents. Ordinary parents, their children may do, they remember them, do the Pinda Pradana every year. But Lord Sri Krishna said, Bhishmachari has led his life such a way that even children or women, male, old person, whether their parents alive or not, must do Tarpana to Bhishmacharya today. It's as Sri Krishna said, should offer. Whereas for normal parents, if you are if your parents are alive, you are not doing the Shraddha. For Bhishmacharya has done such a magnificent work. Whether you have parents or not, whether you are a child or not, everyone must offer Pinda Pradana. So, what Sri Krishna is saying, that to take off in your life, the children is not the criteria. Do magnificent work so that even after your passing, you are remembered. Like Indian ex-president Abdul Kalam or the other Vajpayee, not married, even Modi, after he has gone, people will remember, no children. But they have done such a great work, they will be remembered. They have taken off in their life. For us, we have done everything, we are stuck in the runway of our life. We are not able to take off in our life. We have to take off. Take off in our life, get inspired by one who is inspired in the life. Associate with that person so that you will also take off in your life. Not to get stuck in the runway of your life. Yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita, we touched upon Mahatmanastu ma partha devi prakritimashritaha bhajantya anyamanaso jnatva bhutadi avyayam. Yesterday we touched upon a great person is the one, Mahatma is the one, and he associates, always seeking for the highest. Devi is surrender to the highest. Jnatva, he bhajantya, always contemplating on the Supreme Lord, always thinking good, positive, and contemplating on him as the most ancient and unchangeable. In our life, we are stuck in the life because we are so focused on changing things. Things which is subject to change, we are so attached. We are attached. This world is called as Jagat. This world, Jagat means Gacchati Iti Jagat. What is changing is called as Jagat. This world is called as Ashwatha. Shwa means tomorrow. Tha means as it is. A means not. Tomorrow is not like today. Tomorrow will be different. We are so focused on what is going to change. Because of that, mind is baffled, confused. I am so attached to the changing things, I can't able to take off. To take off in your life, you need stability in your life. Your foundation should be strong. For that, your mind must be attached to the changeless. So, it is saying that if you are always only a career-oriented person, hardly invested your time for stability within. You have two worlds. One is outer world and inner world. Only focused on the outer world, person will not be able to take off. To take off, you need to have a strong footing. You have to go within. Make yourself stable within. Go within, seek within. Establish yourself within. You need both inner world and outer world. They are like two legs. You need two legs to travel long distance in your life. Focused on only outer world, most of us, 99% of the population, only focused on outer world, they are stuck in the runway of their life. If you want to take off, go within, seek within, establish within. And with that, when you are so strong from the within, that person becomes a fit person to get installed. That person installs all weather navigation system, is the right person to take off in your life. Otherwise, like my case in India, I was stuck in the runway for 90 minutes, fog. Small problem in life, I'm stuck. I'm not able to take off. You must, yoga says, everyone must take off in their life. Not limit your ability only in outer prosperity. You should invest on your inner enrichment also. Without inner enrichment, your outer prosperity is Ashwatha. It is Jagat. Keeps on changing. It won't give lasting happiness. Go within. Inner enrichment is a key thing to take off in your life.